Good morning. It's always a joy to have you join us for the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio is Pastor Ken Keltner, our senior pastor, and Mike Vassar. Guys, glad to have you here this morning.
Good to be here with
Thank
Pastor
you.
Greg, yeah.
Going to have the opportunity to, Mike, hear how you came to the Lord, and then how the Lord's been working in your life since that time. Now, Pastor Ken, you have known Mike for how many years?
Oh, well, I know you got involved in Evangelism Explosion. That's kind of when I first got to know you. That had to have been 5 or 6 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes.
How long have you been coming to Brookside?
Since May 2007.
May 2007. Wow.
Okay. So, all right.
So, Beth, did you and Bob Chapman, who we had recently on, did you guys come to Brookside about the same time?
He came here a little bit before I did.
Did you guys know each other before you came to Brookside?
Yes. We worked together at the financial office that Bob works at. I no longer do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was attending a couple of Bible studies, and I asked if I could attend them with him. He said, sure. And then I asked him which church he attended, because my wife and I were looking for a church at
right.
that time.
Right.
And we started coming here then.
Uh-huh. So you came to Brookside, and we're so glad to have you. You haven't taken off. You're still here serving, and we enjoy you in the Bible studies, too. What did you grow up here in Milwaukee, Mike?
Both my wife and I were born in Milwaukee, and after our children got to school age, we bought a home in Pewaukee, and mm-hmm. we've been out here since about 82.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school here in Milwaukee, high school?
Washington High School.
Washington High School, okay. And now you had a stint in the armed services, too?
Yes, I was in the Coast Guard for 4 years. My draft number was 27, so I figured I better do something where I have a little bit of control.
Yeah, where you have some control.
Yeah.
So Coast Guard, you were just able to be on the boats and not get seasick?
Right out of boot camp, I got into an aviation school. I was a mechanic on both helicopters and fixed wing. I did that for a couple of years and then switched fields. I was in radio for about 2 years.
Well, when I have a cold, I know who to call on now.
Yeah, exactly. So you really didn't have to be out on the open water, so to speak.
I went out during boot camp, and I was having a good time. I was in the back of, it was a 40 boat. It's a 40-foot long boat. And I was having a good time. I was laughing, and I got yelled at for that. And I said, okay, I'm going to get yelled at for having a good time. I don't need to be on a boat.
Well, I tell you, I don't know how others are, but man, Pastor Greg, I struggle when I get on a boat out there in that open water. I can be one of the first ones to get seasick.
I went deep sea fishing twice. The first and last time. The boat was out there about 12 hours. I fished for about an hour. The rest of the time I was laying flat on my back.
Oh, I thought you might have been you might have been feeding the fish.
Well, that was the first hour.
Okay. Somebody's having breakfast. They're not happy
That's
with
right.
us right now.
That's
yeah.
right.
Well, how did you end up, did you have a church background growing up, Mike?
Not really. My mother was Catholic, so we ended up going to Catholic Sunday school, and it didn't take me too long to figure out that there was so much about the Catholic Church that I didn't agree with even as a kid.
I see.
And didn't go to church for many years, and then I started to date my wife, and she was going to a Lutheran church, and that made a little more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got married right after I got out of aviation school, and I got transferred to Alaska.
Wow.
And had seen a play, Jesus Christ Superstar, which is by no means accurate, but it got me to thinking. And sure. I had called my wife and said, I don't know anything about Jesus. Do you? And she said, not really. And
uh-huh.
God really put a burden on me, and I started looking far and wide until he found me, and
mm-hmm.
started attending a church on the island that we were stationed on in Alaska.
There was a church on that island?
Actually, it was in Ketchikan, Alaska. I was on an island about 14 nautical miles offshore, on that island.
Wow.
There's an Eskimo village there and the Coast Guard station. And on Sundays, we would take a float plane and fly to Ketchikan and attend church, and do whatever shopping we were going to do and fly back.
Yeah, that is really neat. So did you hear the gospel for the first time there in that church?
I actually heard it at the Coast Guard base. I met some guys right after I got there, and one guy's name was Tom Newman, and he took me under his wing.
Okay.
And he gave me a Bible and some tracts, and he said, "This is the whole gospel right here."
Uh-huh.
And I'd been exposed to so many religions that are that religions. They're not Christianity. And I was skeptical, so I would take whatever Bible verses he had given me, and I would look them up and read what was coming before and afterwards.
The context,
That's exactly it, to make sure it wasn't taken out of context. And I accepted Christ, and right after that, Bonnie, my wife, did.
Okay, so she was back here in the States, or did she transfer with you to Alaska?
I was up there for about 2 months and got a place to stay and then flew her up.
Gotcha, okay.
Because you got married, you know, before you got out, right?
Right. I was right out of boot camp. I was in school for 6 months. Then when I got out of school, I was transferred to the island in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And en route, Bonnie and I got married.
Okay.
And then I sent for her.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
So how have you did your growth in the Lord? Because you've always struck me, Mike, as someone who is very deep. I mean, and just listening to you, I'm going to, you know, when they gave me a verse, I read before and I read after. That would describe Mike Basser to me. Don't give me part of it. I want the whole thing, and I want to know, and I want to see the truth of it. Right.
That's exactly right.
So how would you describe your growth? You know, obviously, a lot of times in all of our lives, it's up and down. But tell us a little bit about after you came to the Lord there in Alaska. What God started doing in your life?
Well, after we left Alaska, we were in Traverse City, Michigan for a couple of years, finishing out my tour, and met some people there and attended a church and got along pretty well there. Once I was discharged, we moved back to Milwaukee and started going to the church that Bonnie had gone to all her life, and it really wasn't satisfying for me. It was like things were left out, and they didn't preach the gospel the way I think it should be preached.
Right.
There was a lot of ancillary things, a lot of we've got a bake sale going on, that type of thing, and the emphasis was more on that than on the Bible. And we looked for years to find churches and went to different denominations and just weren't finding anything. And then I met Bob. And one of the Bible studies he was going to was at Jerry Fry's house, and started going there. And Pastor Sam Horn was leading the study on Friday mornings, and I really enjoyed listening to him. And he answered questions
and
backed it up with verse rather than just off the cuff type.
This is my opinion type of a thing.
Exactly.
Right.
And I wanted to come here, and I asked Bonnie one day, I said, I'd like to go to Sam's church. And she said, well, what kind of church is it? And I said, well, it's a Baptist church, which is one that we hadn't gone through.
Right.
And we both had the same idea of what a Baptist church was, that there was going to be cartwheels in the aisle and waving arms all over. And I said, I really don't think Sam is that type of individual. And we came here, sat through one service, and when it was over, she looked at me and she said, thank you, Michael. And we've been coming since.
Yeah,
That's great. That's a great testimony. Well, we're glad. We're glad God's directed you here. You and Bonnie have been a great help. You got involved in some evangelism training, and I watched you go through that and opportunities for the gospel, and that God, you know, that God's brought to you, and that you're willing to talk to people.
And Mike, wouldn't you say that there are a lot of people who might even be listening to our broadcast this morning that are searching, like you and Bonnie were?
Yes, I know that. Yeah. I know that that's true. And I think that a lot of people have the idea that if they come to check a church out, especially something like Brookside, that people are going to try to indoctrinate them. And it wasn't like that at all. It was everybody was friendly. shook my hand when I came in, were welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
All the pastors preach from the Bible, which is what keeps me coming here.
Sure, yeah.
And I would encourage anyone listening to this, if they haven't had the opportunity, to come to Brookside and, right, and sit in and just listen to the way the Word is presented.
Mm-hmm. And we have so many Bible studies for ladies and for men, and then, of course, different types of topic studies on Wednesday nights and things like that. So if you're listening to our broadcast this morning and you're looking for something that might just meet a need in your life, check us out. If you have teenagers in your home, we have a great youth ministry. We have a fantastic children's ministry, senior saints, young couples, newlyweds, and we can just go on and on. It's just exciting.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Mike and Bob both have been in our 7:30 Saturday morning Bible study here at Brookside, and we're in the book of Revelation right now. Thought we'd get through chapter 16 today. We didn't, but we have all kind of different Bible studies, but that one is going on Saturday mornings at 7:30 if you're available and you could join us.
And as people who are searching find answers, it's easy for them to begin to tell their friends about it, just like Bob did for you.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. And so we want to be your friend. We want to tell you where you can find some answers. So if we can help you in any way, please just be sure to give us a call and check out what's going on. And we have various things that take place throughout the course of the year, missions conferences and then special Christmas cantatas. And so check out what's going on. We're not trying to necessarily replace your church if you're an active member of a local church. But if you're not, it'd be a great opportunity just to see, is this the church that God wants for me and my family? I know when we moved from Wisconsin down to Texas, I was 3 years old. My brother was five. And my dad was so sick of delivering milk door to door when he hit 52 below zero. He came home one day and said to my mother, "We're moving to Texas." And she said, "We don't know anybody in Texas." He said, "Not yet, but that's the hottest place I can think of." And so we moved to Texas and visited all the little Methodist churches that we could find, like they had been used to going to. Couldn't find anything that was helpful for them, and so we found a little Baptist church getting started in a furniture store. And that was the beginning of real growth in the Lord. And so, folks, you're listening to a testimony this morning that could be duplicated in so many voices from folks here at Brookside, that they found what they were looking for when they found Christ. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is the key discovery. And when you find Him and begin to know Him personally as your Savior, from that point on, your life will change. If we can help you in any way, please be sure to let us know. That's why we're here. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.